You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Hi, welcome to Shu'em Healing. My name is Stefan. And this broadcast is always geared around attention management, and, well, what you can do to bring yourself in a more harmonious and more peaceful way of living. And if you would observe that right now within yourself, you can clearly see that all the time, no matter what you do, a big part of your attention is involved in what you think of it, what you feel about it, what your opinion is about a situation. So all the time, you are not concerned with what's actually there, but you're busy with, well, your opinion about it, what you dream about it, what you feel about it. And as a matter of fact, that's a personal interpretation of what's happening. It says more about you and about how you look at your circumstances than about the circumstances. That's why I always give this silly example that, for instance, your neighbor, you might find that he's a very annoying man and his wife loves him. So who's right? There is no right in life. There only is a point of view. And the more open your point of view, the less attached you are to one point of view, to one way of experiencing life, and the more possibilities you have within life, and the more peaceful you are. Because all these inner dramas pull you within a story, within an interpretation of how the situation is. And it's just an interpretation. If you've ever been beaten up by a man with a beard, you know, and you come somewhere in a room and there's a guy with a beard, you might have funny feelings, but says nothing about the guy or the situation, says something about you. Everything you feel, think, all your opinions, says only something about you. Because if you look at it, you can clearly see that mind is defining your reality all day long. It's telling you, this is nice, this is not nice, this is beautiful, this is ugly, this is that. So it defines your reality. And as long as you go along with, you know, what you tell yourself, you create your version of reality in that way. So in order to create some inner space, to create less attachment, and to be more open to the actual facts of life, I think it's very important that you learn how to deal with your attention. Because right now your attention is getting sucked within anything you perceive. So the first thing you want to do is to get hold of this mechanism. And the easiest way to do that is to focus your attention on body perception. Because your body just is. Your body does not have all sort of hidden meanings and all sort of things. No, your body just exists. So by giving attention to that, you move your attention from the turmoil into the state of being. So what I advise to you is now to leave everything, what you think, what you dream, what you fancy, whatever, on the inside. And focus your attention on the feeling of your feet on the ground. Not because that's so spiritual, because that's not. But it's just meant to withdraw your attention from all the things that occupy your mind all day long, that fill your field of perception 24 hours a day. So feel your feet on the ground, no matter what you think, no matter how you feel about it. Because you always think and feel something about something. So leave that. Just feel your feet on the ground. Bring all this divided and shattered attention within one point. Feel your feet on the ground. Every time you notice that you are getting involved into a thought or a dream or whatever, immediately you don't think about it, but you shift your attention back to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to have an opinion about it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. And if you try that even for a small time, you will notice that these inner voices first will scream louder. They do much more tricks to get your attention. And then slowly, slowly, they will move more to the background. Your field of perception will become more open, but only when you feel your feet on the ground, not when you think about it. Not when you dream over it or about it, because that's all filling your field of perception. So withdraw your attention from that and focus it entirely on the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Just feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. Right now you have the bad habit of giving attention to anything that appears in front of you. And I strongly recommend to you to teach yourself and to learn a new habit, the habit of keeping your attention to your feet. So you won't get involved that much in all your inner drama, in all your problems, in all your schemes, in all your conceptualizations. It's only in your mind. So feel your feet on the ground. And slowly, slowly, that will come to peace. And then you might see that there are difficulties in life, but you don't need to make a problem out of them. You have to find a practical solution. So don't make a problem out of things. Just feel your feet. Because problems is all this inner consideration, all this inner projecting from your fear from the past on the future. Don't do that. Just bring your attention to your feet. You will be much more in a peaceful spot. And then you can look at the things. And while you're not running along with an impression or an interpretation. Because once you get into an interpretation, that creates your reality. Once you get involved into an angry thought, everything within your universe will turn, well, in accordance to that. Everybody is annoying. Of course not everybody is annoying. You're looking in an annoyed way. So get yourself out of all this inner involvement. Just feel your feet on the ground. You come into a very open, peaceful place within yourself. And it's always there. It's only we tend to give our attention to all the things that scream. And you can learn yourself to shift your attention to the silence, which is also always there. And you do that by withdrawing your attention from the screaming and focusing it on something which is in silence. And your body is in complete silence. Just feel your feet. and it will draw you within this silence. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Don't think about it. Drop that. Shift your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. You can do that in any life circumstance. All day long you're sitting or standing. Either you give attention to all the nonsense you tell yourself, or you feel your feet. Clearly, I strongly recommend you feel your feet. It will make you more happy, more harmonious, more peaceful. So just feel your feet on the ground. And we consider this that important, that this is always a part of all our trainings. Because you can learn all sort of nice spiritual techniques, but as long as you are only busy with what you think about them, what you dream about them, what your opinion is about them, you don't experience the exercise. You only experience what you think about it, what you feel about it. So first, always bring your attention to peace. For there's much more space within you to let everything be what it is. Because it is what it is, no matter what you think of it. It is what it is, and you have an opinion about it. Try to ignore your opinion. And you might see a very different side of what you're looking at. And you do that only by withdrawing your attention from the way you're looking right now. So give attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Withdraw your attention from whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling. Nobody thinks it's important what you think. Only you. Why would you? Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And also during the ritual I'm going to perform for you in a few minutes, try to keep your field of attention open. Try not to think about it, try not to conceptualize it, to compare it, to judge it. You might, but you miss the experience. Just try to be open. Try to flow with the ritual. And the ritual will draw you much deeper within this inner peace. You don't have to do anything for that. Just try to be open. And the ritual is constructed in such a way that it will lead your attention there. Just allow that to happen. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make some sound and parts in which it's silent. And it ends with the bell. So when you hear the bell at the end, you know it's over. It's also the end of our broadcast. And in case you have any questions, remarks, suggestions, or you just want to contact us, please feel free to do so. And you can contact us through our website, shumsoulexperience.com. through the mail, we're on Twitter, Facebook, the whole thing. So meanwhile, please try to give attention to your feet, because we know from experience that it will make you more happy, more harmonious, more peaceful. We know from experience that, you know, giving attention to all your inner considerations, which are, well, very general, very troublesome, you will get a troubled life. And, well, I wish you something better. All right, I hope you enjoy your ritual.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.